So my name is Tobias Augsburger. I'm part of the Open Sustain Tech community, or also known as Open Sustainable Technology. I will try to make this actually a happy talk, even if the topic itself is not that happy. So it's about disrupting the destruction of our natural world with openness. And this is a series of talks we want to make. And this is especially about traceability and accountability. Because most people don't understand why open source, open science, and all those open movements are so relevant when it especially comes to traceability and accountability. So we are a small community of people that come together and just try to find out actually what are the open source projects that are out there in the space so far and where are the gaps. And we are analyzing them, creating a database all out of all those projects with about 2,500 projects at the moment. And with those insights, we create talks like this one. So at first, you might know that we have a severe problem that we have to face. So actually, our natural world is going to die because of climate change. So we are at the moment at about 1.5 degree global heating. We might end up at about 3 degree. That's actually my, this is what I guess at the moment, depending on the current political climate, I would call of ignorance and hate and fascism. So it might even be that we end up at 4 degrees. This is not very unlikely. And why do you should trust me, or why do you should trust the IPCC report, the most known report about climate change? That's one very simple question, because every plot of the IPCC report is completely open science, open source. You can go there and have a look how those plots are being created. And I come to this more in detail now. So those scientists really try to open everything up that is being about climate change and how they actually are analyzing climate change and how they are doing forecasts in climate change. So the reason why there exists climate change is because there's nobody else who can actually open up all his models or all his data to disprove climate change. Keep this in mind. This is a very good idea how to understand how you actually test if somebody actually has sustainable intentions or not. So what does these people do? They use open science, and with open science there comes traceability. They use open data, mostly from satellites and on C2 data. They use a lot of open source models and open source tooling to analyze this data. They execute all this data on machines that you can have a look on with maybe a Jupyter notebook, etc. Then they have open forums. You can just join, make an issue. You can just make a request or just ask a question. And they open up all of this in an open publication. You can all have a look into it. So that's the key actually to sustainability, that those people found by just opening up all their science, all their data, they just prove sustainable intentions. And this is the most relevant if you're doing a forecast, because maybe the forecast is not correct, maybe something is wrong with your model, something is wrong with your data. But if you open it up, you can at least go into discussion about your data, about your science that you are doing. And that's why this is so relevant. So, but if you look into, so I was in academia, but I also was working quite some years before that in the industry. If you look into the industry, you see a lot of pseudoscience. Actually, pseudoscience is the state of the art in the industry. For example, you can, like 4 years ago, you could go to Shell, and if you just were getting some gasoline into your car, you can say, yes, I want to do a carbon offset for 1 cent per liter. And this was so just a lie, and everybody who really knows about sustainability and about climate was saying, yeah, if it's just 1 cent per liter, why are you just starting now with that? And what these people are doing, they're just planting somewhere some trees, and then we say, yeah, these trees will somehow grow, and this will somehow compensate this carbon you've created. And yeah, then some years later on, there was an article in The Guardian that just found out that actually almost all those carbon offsets that are actually used to compensate your emissions were just a lie. But you unfortunately find similar lies also on products all around the world, like here from Germany, some beef that is just saying, yeah, if you eat this beef, you are actually protecting natural resources. And this is standing there with the WWF sign. So this is really absolutely a lie, because like, beef is the worst thing you can do for climate or the environment. And this is well known through the whole through the whole sustainability community. So the problem we are facing today is not that we are missing the technology. We are missing the good numbers, and we are missing good profits. So we have a lot of false prophets that just tell you lies, in, like in parliaments, etc., but also a lot of business people. So they tell you renewable energy is unreliable and too expensive. But they even, again, don't have any numbers to prove that. They don't have any models. But nevertheless, we still allow those people to speak. That's a real severe problem. The same goes that actually climate change is itself not a severe threat to humanity. There's a lot of science around this that is actually a severe threat, and all those sciences have been opened up to the world. Nevertheless, the journalists and people just pick up some paper they found without any data with it, without any model, that's just saying it is not the case. So this is like really, again and again, the same pattern that you will see. You will also see that it can be reversed. There might be technology that, but there's no proof that this technology can actually scale enough and that it is economically sensible. So the solution to this is, instead of just always asking what is actually sustainable or not, you're not an expert in climate, you're not an expert in biodiversity. You cannot judge if a product is sustainable or not just because you might think that I buy now this hybrid car, this is sustainable or not. The most relevant indicator or proxy for sustainability itself is how open was the person who is doing this claim. So has he opened up his data, has he opened up his numbers, has he opened up his models, has he actually creating a forum that he can discuss his claims so that he at the end might end up after some discussions with other scientists in something that you can call a fact. So this is something that actually, it sounds totally stupid, but it's like if you would just create a label instead of all those other labels that's just measuring how open are those claims that you put on something, this is much more relevant. You just multiply the score, like it's like the Nutri-Score, you know, the Nutri-Score. You multiply the claim sustainability with the open score, and you come actually up with a traceable sustainability. And this is what matters. Is this what is being told to you traceable somehow or not? And you can prove, you can look at it. You don't need to be an expert in climate, but you can look into a paper. You can look if there's the data, is the software available, is it open access? Is there a GitHub account, maybe, of this project? And this is the most relevant indicator. So let's continue this forth. So maybe what we really need is actually labels that are open science. And maybe we can combine them with a QR code. So this QR code will bring you to opensustain.tech, not to the label, but it's just as an idea. So if you combine both of them, you would have actually a way to look on a product, to scan it, and then to have the data behind it. And I don't mean like a nice report. I mean the Jupyter Notebook, the data that really is something that you can just trace back where does those numbers or those claims that somebody is doing coming from. And if there is like, if there's just, maybe it's just open access and there's no data, no models behind it that you can have just a look at, then maybe it's just false claims. So you can use this for all those labels and you can just trash all the rest of the labels. So open science is really like, if you would have an open science label, it would really significantly change how we preserve sustainability and how we rate actually sustainability as a consumer. So let's bring this to one example. Let's look on the beef example, okay? So here's just how you could do it. You could do it. And that's what I want to tell you. Actually, the solution to a lot of problems that we're facing today in climate change is false numbers. So we have to fix the numbers. And how do you fix numbers nowadays? With open source. That creates the best numbers in the world, right? So you take like an open platform like Global Forest Watch or this Trace platform that gives you the agriculture supply chain. Then you take an open source package like Forest at Risk. Then you put all of this in an open execution way like a Jupyter Notebook that just somebody can click on it and execute it by himself and have just a look how things are computing. And then you create a forum so that people can just ask questions. Why do you use this data, not this data? Why you use this model? And after that, you try to create a nice plot. And this, if like a QR code, can bring you to such a chain of knowledge, this is really proof sustainable intention. And this creates the opportunity on the long term actually to create numbers that we can really use. So, but you can go one step further. You can just say, yeah, we are giving so much subsidies to the fossil fuel industry, like billions. But nevertheless, we as a society, we don't track what those people are doing with those money. Even if today we have a proof about climate change, we give them billions, billions and billions again, but we don't enforce them to open science. So I was working in a European Union project that was about traceability in climate, and I met people there. They are doing like this point source emission measurements. And they told me, and I was like, yes, we have a problem because the fossil fuel industry doesn't work with us. We don't know how much emission actually from such a point source, from an oil refinery, is actually coming out. So we are measuring it with the satellite, but we have no way to validate our own data. So even today, those industries doesn't work with societies to actually, at least they should help to close the leakages. But I must also say, we as an open source community, we also failed. Because we built so much platforms, OpenStreetMap, but why is there no open emission map that is really a community-based project? There's something like Climate Trace. It's from Al Gore, it's a closed source project. I don't trust it because it's closed source, right? They do, it's an open data platform at least. But you don't know how they did their calculations. Nevertheless, even if it's now 2025, we have not as a community really created an open platform. There's one platform from Australia called Open Methane. It's really focused just in Australia, and it only measures methane emissions from Australia on point sources. But it's so unpopular, this project. I think Freestar, something like that, right? You cannot, it's like, it's such a relevant topic, but nobody cares. Like I've seen this in this area so many times. And what I really think, what really could change things, if we give this fossil fuel industry subsidies, we should enforce this by openness. They should install sensors at their emission point source emissions and give this to communities so that they can validate their satellite-based emission methods. This would create actually a way to actually trace and make them accountable for what they are doing. But we still don't do this, and I don't know why. I don't know, and I do these talks now for years, I don't know why we don't bring much more science and openness to sustainability itself. There's so much opportunity that is actually there. I think you can even make a lot of business out of this nowadays. But nevertheless, we are a little bit, like say, lost in our own world too much instead of solving actually real-world problems that are out there. And that can be solved with numbers. And the technology, like I see a lot of cool technology on FOSDEM, and I love technology, that's not the problem. But we have to, there's so much cool technology like the satellite data that you can use this satellite data to do these observations. It's freely available. The tools is also freely available. You can do this. You can build a community around this. And it's just a matter of that there is actually the interest also and the movement inside all of us to do this. So that's actually the last slide. And I hope that is something you have understand that openness is really the key proxy to sustainability. But because you never know if somebody's maybe did something wrong with his forecasts. But at least every forecast that has been made that is really relevant for our society, for our future, should be completely open. And if it's not open, just dump it. Really, just ignore it. If there is some paper, and if you're just reading a newspaper article, and you don't find an open access paper behind it, but maybe even if the paper behind it is not open access, then maybe it's just some created by some political interests or business interests. So thank you so much, and I hope it was a little bit happy.